There are three states in the nation that don't have daylight saving time. Indiana is one of them. The other two are Arizona and Hawaii. Now, actually, parts of Indiana do switch. There's the central and time zone line runs, you know, right sort of between Illinois and Indiana, and yet it picks up some counties in Indiana. And some of those areas like to be on the same time that most of their people work in. You know, if you live close to Chicago, for instance, there'll be areas up there that observe it. But in general, you know, 77 of the counties here don't switch their clocks.
So there are areas of the state where you can actually be sending your kid to school in a different time zone from where you live.
There are patches all around the state, and it's generally on the borders. And because if you live close to Louisville or Ohio, Chicago, different areas will want to be have their people who work there and live there be on the same time zone as the main community. But yeah, you can have your kids go to a school down the block and be sending them into a different time zone. It's one of the big hang-ups in the debate is that the people who live up in the northwest part of Indiana, they don't want to go to daylight savings time because we're in the eastern time zone. And if they change, they'd be on a different time from Chicago all the time instead of just 6 months out of the year. And so the people, the representatives who live up in that area, they're fine with changing as long as we also change to central time zone. It's very complicated. Then you have farmers who don't want it at all. That's a big constituency, and they don't want to change it. They prefer having the sun in the morning and not at night. You also have the people who think this is just God's time. You don't mess with the clock, and that what's wrong with the time system isn't that Indiana doesn't change, it's that everyone else does.
So what are the chances of actually switching to daylight saving time in Indiana this year?
I would, you know, based on past experience, slim to none. This comes up all the time, and it gets shot down all the time. But I tell you, there is no issue probably that draws more reaction from the public than this. I mean, I don't think that we've ever written a story that about daylight saving time that we don't get a flood of responses. It's like when we switch to class basketball, and you go from one, just, you know, every high school plays in one tournament to having the four or five brackets that they have now. I'm not a big basketball follower, so I don't know how many brackets they have. But that generated the kind of heat that this does all the time. People are just passionate about it one way or the other. A lot of people just think we look like yahoos. Just a stupid state that needs to get with it. And especially you have a lot of people in business, especially technology-oriented businesses, that say this is really holding the state back, that people just don't know in other parts of the nation, other parts of the world, what the heck time is it in Indiana, if I want to call somebody there. It changes all the time. And then you have, though, the people who think that this is a silly issue. Who cares what time it is? You know, somebody needs to know. They'll figure it out, and they'll work around it. But the business people tell us we are losing money because of it.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, but, you know, perhaps everybody saw the West Wing episode. I mean, this is the kind of thing that the proponents of changing to daylight saving time talk about. There was a West Wing episode that part of it was centered in Indiana and how they kept missing rides and planes because of the time changes. And that's the sort of thing that proponents say, you know, we're a national joke, we need to change. And then the true Hoosiers say, who cares? You know, we're doing fine, the sun comes up and the sun sets, no matter whether you change your clocks or not.